Get ready to get your nerd on.
Kick the week off right with games, gadgets, and general geekery from the ladies of the Electric Sisterhood on the Eshcast.
On Tuesday, the J-pop and alternative hotspot hits your eardrums on No Borders, No Race.
Geek Aggro is coming at you on Wednesdays to fill what's left of your cerebral cortex with the hottest beats to get you on your feet.
Then you have me, Phil the Issues Guy, with the live issues program's post-episode recaps on live right after your favorite shows and taking all of your questions.
It's going down each week, only in the land of Ash. Nerdcore at its finest.
Hey guys, King Baby Duck here, and normally it'd be time to hear another fun and exciting episode of No Borders, No Race. Well, here's the thing. Last week, I spent all my time reporting on practically everything I saw at PAX East. In fact, in an 8-day period, I wound up posting 17 articles, and just saying that I wrote that many pieces in a small amount of time is making me exhausted again. So, because I was more focused on getting this work done, I had no time whatsoever to put together my usual weekly show. You know, it's about responsibility, and if you have a choice between getting your written work done first for those who are counting on it, and putting everything on hold to spin some music, well, you have to do what's right and get the most important stuff done first. So, there will be no No Borders, No Race episode this week. However, I decided that this week, I would deliver on a promise I made many months ago. If you recall, on episode 65, or Rokujugol, as you guys may know it as, I spoke about the shutting down of a certain pizza joint across the street from the Middle East and T.T. the Bears in Cambridge, Massachusetts. It was called Hi-Fi Pizza and Giant Sub, and it was at this location where I conducted interviews with The Clicks, Electric Eel Shock, and a few other artists. I also spoke of three interviews I did back in my days at WMWM Salem, audio that has never been heard outside of that college radio station. Today, I will be playing one of those three interviews for you all to hear. Now, the first thing you need to know before you hear this is this was recorded using an analog tape recorder, so the audio isn't too great. In fact, this thing was so bulky and heavy to carry that I decided to get something more portable when I started working more with the Electric Sisterhood. The second thing about this interview is that this is my first time conducting an interview. This is before the era of King Baby Duck. What you're hearing is plain old Evan Borgo of WMWM Salem acting a little nervous because at the time I'd never done something like this before. I think this was around the time when I was just starting to write for Electric Sisterhood, but only as a freelancer. The final thing I want people to know about this interview is that I owe most of its success to my friend Kenji Yoshimura, who took time from his studies and such to help me be my translator for this piece. Days before we did this, he and I worked together to pre-translate my questions into Japanese so that half of the work could already be done. It was the part where he had to translate the band's answers into English that was the challenge. But for someone that was still learning English, not to mention German on top of that, he did a great job. That's why I always give him most of the credit whenever he helped to be my interpreter. So with that, let's get into this interview. Recorded at the Hi-Fi Pizza and Giant Sub in March 2008 during the South by Southwest Japan Night concert, this is my first interview ever, featuring the Japanese punk band Ketchup Mania. At the time, Ketchup Mania had just released two albums in under a year, Urge and Love. A couple months after this interview, they would release another album called Flag, which would be their final record before disbanding in May of 2009. I still have their autographs resting on my speaker system that they gave me that night, nicely framed for all to see. It's a special memento of my first interview that I was ever tasked to do, an event that helped shape me to be the podcast host and reporter that you hear today. This whole interview was put together thanks to the good folks over at Japan Files, which sadly disbanded a couple years ago. Without their help, this whole interview setup would never have happened. And now, without further ado, enjoy this trip into the vaults with a special retro one-on-one episode with Ketchup Mania. You
service there from Dave.
Yeah.
Alright. My first question is for Hiro, and it's describe the sound of Ketchup Mania for those who haven't heard it yet.
ケチャップマニアのセールスポイントを教えてください。結構あの私の声とバンド全体のバキバキゴリゴリ感が結構正反対なんですけど、それが一個になった時にこのサウンドがケチャップマニアのサウンドができるんですけど、それが新しくて他にはないかなと思ってます。なるほど。エネルギッシュでタイトな演奏。なるほど、ありがとうございます。
So the music is kind of mixing every sorts of music accepts, like the, some loud music or some tight leaves. So the third point is like mixing those music and producing one of the kind of unison as a music.
Okay.
Yep. All right.
Perfect. Second question for Yose. How do you describe the current chemistry of Ketchup Mania?
Chemistry と言いましたが、端的に言いますと、あのバンドの進行率は進行率こうまとまりという感じはまとまりは、以前に増してどのこう、まあ、ツアーを重ねたりするツアーを重ねたりするのに上がってきてるんでしょうか、それという質問です。
やっぱり回数こなすごとにこうやっぱりこうなんか熟練度的なものっていうのはやっぱり上がって、まあ、当然上がってくるし、なんだろう、やっぱ時間を共有するのが多くなるんで、なんだろうな、こうまあ心のこうつながりもどんどんどんどん増えてくるし、まあ、そうなってくればまあ自然にレベルも上がってくるし、なんか今はすごいいい感じだなと思ってますけど、ま
あ、あの先ほどもあのちょっとマイクにトラブルがあったりとかしたところもどうもスムーズにこなしてらっしゃったので、なるほど。でそはいいのあそはきなせいかIn short, the experience is getting better and better. And as the experience getting better, the performance is also in, getting better. So in short, like this is something like that.
Okay. Okay. Now, this question's for all of you, and it is, who or what inspires you to create new music?
新しい曲を作っていくにあたって、今までインスパイアされたあの音楽とか演奏家の方がいたら教えていただけますか？もう皆さん
イギリスのバンドのワイルドハーツとか、まあ、アメリカだったらどうかな、メタリカとかスーパーサッカーズとか、まあ、そのあたりですかね。
基本的にあの日本の邦楽はすごい好きなので、もともと好きなのはあのフリッパーズギター、小沢啓二だったりとか、まあ、ジュディアンド・マリもそうですけど、ギターポップ系の結構ポップなのを私はずっとよく聞いてました。はい、
基本こっちが作ってる。
もういいですか？
もう大丈夫、
もうすべて、
俺もあのたまに作ってるんですけど、あのアメリカだと最近はあのジミー・イート・ワールドとか、あとニューファンド・グローリーとか、まあその辺聞いてますし、日本だとハイスタンダードとか、まあ、X ジャパンとか、まあ、その辺を。
Can I explain about this later? Because this is some bands, different bands. So, yep, yep. Then I'll be okay.
Yeah. Sir, thank you. Now, Dai, in 2007, you were signed to Toys Factory label and released the two albums Urge and Love. Was there a concept that connects these two albums together?
Toys Factory で契約されたあの Urge と Love のアルバムなんですけども、この2つのアルバムをつなげるコンセプトみたいなものはありますか？
まあ、実は次にもうすぐアルバムがもう1枚さらに出るんですけど、まあ、最初3枚作ろうっていう話をしていて、で、まあ、アージは、まあ、本当にその名前の通り衝撃みたいなものを作りたくて、で、まあ、ホップステップジャンプじゃないですけど、でラブはすごいバンド的な冒険をしようっていう感じ で次のもうすぐ出る3枚目、まあ、タイトルも決まってるんですけど、まあ、今はちょっとまだ内緒で、まあ
その3枚目が、まあ、アージラブを踏まえて、なんだろうな、本当に僕たちケチャップの出したい音の集大成っていうか、これがケチャップマニアだよみたいなアルバムを作ろうみたいな感じは最初からありましたね。3枚を通じてやっていこうみたいな。
わかりました。
For the first, they were going to make the three albums for the beginning, and these two are the first two albums.
Right.
And as the name of Arch tells you, they want to shock the audience first. And as they keep playing the music, they wanted to improve their performance and the concept of music. And now they are making a new third album right now. And the third album is going to be their representative album. Is that going to be okay?
Yep. Terrific. This question is for everyone again. And what we're going to do for...
Because what we're going to do with the all questions is we're going to get a response and then translate. Then we don't have to look at them all.
All right. Okay. Well, in 2007, you won the Shoujo Beat Music Award for Best Punk Band. How did it feel to be recognized internationally here in the States for your music?
2007年にあの新庄あ、しょ、あ、失礼しました。少女のビートミュージックアワードであのベストパンク賞を受賞されたということですが、それと同時にここアメリカでもあのだんだんと人気が高まってきています。それについてどういう感覚を覚えていらっしゃいますか？
もうすごく嬉しくって、まあ、もともと、僕の場合は、まあ、日本の音楽もそうですけど、まあ、アメリカ、イギリスを含めて、まあ、海外からすごく海外の音楽から影響されて、バンドをやってたので、で、まあ、当然ライブなんかも海外でやっていきたいなっていう夢が昔からあって、で、まあ、今回サウスバイサウスウェストなんかも出れて、まあ、着実に何だろうな、やりたかったことが現実にやれるようになってきたし、まあ、その多分きっかけになるだろうなっていうのは思いましたね。少女ビートになって、だからすごい嬉しかったし。
So for the beginning when he started his music, he was influenced by foreign music like from the England, from the United States. So in that case, he also wanted to perform in foreign countries. So like his dream is coming true. Sounds like his dream is coming true. So he's very happy about it.
そうですね。あの最初はこの海外ですることなんて全然私頭の中になかったんですよ。だから去年初めてライブした時とかもすごいなんか楽しみな気持ちよりも不安な気持ちがすごく多かったんですけど、いざそれを去年体験してみて、あのなんかすごい反応がよくって、なんか最初はあのなんだ日本だけしか私は頭の中にそんなに入ってなかったんですけど、あの日本語の歌でもすごいみんなこう返してくれて、やっぱ音楽はあの言葉とかそういうの関係なくって一つなんだなってことをすごい感じて、これからはいろんなところでもっとライブができたらいいなとすごい思います。
Yes, for the first, she was very nervous about her performance in foreign countries, and of course she's very happy that she can perform in foreign countries, and of course she was very nervous, but as she takes time, her mind is changed, and now she's very happy that she can walk in foreign countries as a no border and no lace. Yep, that's it.
いや、まあ、正直本当に嬉しいと素直に思えたし、なんか自分たちがやってきた音楽が世界に通用するというか、すごい認められるというか、そういうのは本当に嬉しいと思うし、まあ、なんていうの、言葉は通じないけどこう音楽で通じ合えるっていうのがいいなと思いました。
Yes, for the first thing I want to say is happy. And the most important thing is when he's in foreign countries, he can't communicate with words, but we can communicate with music. So that's the most remarkable thing. Yep.
Oh, そうですね。まあ、俺もダイと一緒で、海外でライブやったり、まあ、その海外の人に聞いてもらったりとかっていうのは、まあ、夢だったんですよ。で、まあ、それが現実になって、でも、なんだろう、まあ、 単純にすごい幸せで、でこの機会を与えてくれた、まあなんていうんですか、まあスタッフもそうなんですけど、一緒にやってるメンバーとかすごい感謝してるし、なんだろう、もうなんかいろいろ言い方はあるんでしょうけど、でもあの今はもう本当幸せで、本当にエンジョイしてるっていうことだけ。はい。
So, okay. So he has the. I'm sorry. He has the same expression as Dai. He's very happy that he can play his music in foreign countries. And the next important thing is he just wants to say thank you to all staffs and related people who contributed to his music. Okay. And so. Yep.
Terrific. Now, the next question is for you, Dai. You said some very interesting English phrases on tonight's concert. Where do you learn these phrases, and what makes you want to say these things on stage?
Dai-san は多彩な演奏法をされますけども、これは一体どのように影響されているか、どこから学び取ってここまで来ちゃうんでしょうか。
あ、英語の話です。あ、演奏MC、 今日の MC、 まあ今日の MC は、昨日ニューヨークからキャンブリッジに移動して、今日移動してくるバスの中で、まあ友人から教えてもらったりとか、いろんな、まあ、悪い英語を教えてくれる、悪い英語とか面白い英語を教えてくれる友人がいっぱいいるので、まあ、そういうところからですね、まあ、日本にもやっぱなんだろう、外国人の友達とかも結構いたりして、まあ、そちらもなんだろうな、相当悪いものを教えてくれるからそういうところから学んでますね。あと歌詞とか、海外のバンドの歌詞とか、そういうところから。
なるほど。 Okay, so as he's proceeding his job, because he has many relationships within Japan or even in foreign countries, and some people teach some bad English, like slangs, of course, and it happened when he's coming from New York, his friend taught some bad English, and he used that, he said that hot nipple, right?
Yes.
Hot nipple. Yeah, that's it.
Now, Hiro, you'll be playing, I believe, your second anime convention this week in Seattle's SakuraCon. How do the fans from these conventions differ from a crowd like in today's small club?
アニメコンベンション頑張ってると思うんですけども、例えばそういうところに来るお客様と、例えば今日みたいにライブだけを目的にして来るお客様とちょっと違いがあると思うんですよ。そこで感じる違いというものを教えていただけると。
そうですね、本当に前回の時はこうアニメも好きで日本に興味があるだけで、日本人っていうだけでこうわーっていう歓声が起こった感じがしたんですけれど、今回は音楽が、まあ、日本の音楽が好きだったりとか、こう音楽が好きな人が集まっていたので、なんかノリも、なんか音楽を知っててのノリっていう感じを感じましたね。はい。
So, when they were in the anime convention, they were kind of they got people who loves Japanese culture, including anime this stuff. So if there's a, if it is something to Japan, the audience is just happy. But in here, in these clubs, they are seeking only music. So so it has a certain difference, because they kind of evaluating their music, so it's a kind of difficult, and there's a difference between that.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now, usually I would ask, like, what would you like to say to your fans who listen to you, but what would you like the fans to say to you after seeing you guys perform?
今日も含めて、まあ、日頃の演奏で、例えば演奏がまず終わりました、そこでまず感じる観客の反応というものを教えていただけますか。
このなんか手応えというかあるじゃないですか、多分演奏してて、特に今日の
終わった時のあれですよね。いやなんか歓声が、まあ、日本と違ってすごい クレイジーというか、キャーっていうのも、それがなんかなかなかもうやまなかったっていう、そういうので、あそのもうなんかすげえなと、なんていうのかな、もう感動ですね。
なるほど、
はい。
なんか日本のライブをするときって結構若い人が多いんですよ、すごい。だけどあの今日のライブでも昨日のニューヨークのライブもそうだったんですけど、あのおじいちゃんとか おばあちゃんみたいなところからすごい若い人までがすごいなんか乗ってくれていて、それがすごい嬉しかったですね。はい。
So for the first, okay, so after they finished their performance, their audience was just screaming and cheering up their band. And in Japan, normally that is very short, but in here, that was lasting so long time. So when he saw it, he was very moved. Yeah. And she said that in Japan, the audience is only young people, but in here, every generation come to see it, their band.
Yes.
So she was surprised about that. Mm-hmm.
What?
Sorry. 確かにあのワニも言ったんですけど、今日ライブ終わった後の歓声っていうのが、昨日ニューヨークだったんですけども。あの全然違って、なんだろうな、この鼓膜がブーって震えて、もう若干こう耳が痛いぐらいな、なんかあライブ終わってなんだろうな、受け入れられたのかな、みんなの心に届いたのかなっていう、はい、
この耳が、
そうですね、いやそれは素直に感じました。はい。
So it is same as Wani. After the performance, he listened to audiences cheering and screaming, and he felt that his ear is vibrating. So he was very surprised and he was very moved. But that,
yeah. 本当に今日もそうなんですけど、最初、ステージに上がって、まあ、1曲2曲とか曲を重ねていくごとに、なんだろう、最初はやっぱり僕たちのことを初めて見る人も多いから、あんまり何かな、どういう反応していいのか分かんない人も多いと思うんですけど、ライブやっていくにつれてなんかみんなリズム取ってくれたり、イエーイみたいな感じになってくれたりして、まあ、そういうのがすごく今日のライブでも分かったし、だからライブ終わる頃にはなんか、まあ、ライブを通じて、まあ、楽しめたし、僕たちの音楽もなんだろう、受け入れてもらえたのかなっていう感じはすごいしますね。だからすごく嬉しいし、今日もそうだし、なんだろうな、アメリカでライブやるとそういう感じで受け入れてくれるので、すごい幸せですね。また何回も来たいと思うし。
なるほど。 So, when he started their performance, at the beginning the audience is quite, you know, silenced because they've never seen this band before. But as they go to the finish, the audience starts like taking rhythms, showing hands, like screaming. So as they going to the end, he felt that kind of their harmony is getting increased. And for the end, yep. And he said that the audience's kind of reaction is different from Japan, and he's very like it. So he wants to do more performance in foreign countries.
Yep. Terrific. That'd be great. Now my last question is for Dai. Are you a nice guy?
Yeah. He knows.
とってもいい人ですよ。
He's very great-free, awesomely, super good man.
Ketchumania, arigatou gozaimasu.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay.
And my thanks to Kenji, by the way.
Oh, no.